when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night. When dreams become...
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Larry Bloom, and you are listening to The Divorce Hour, the 96th original show of The Divorce Hour. We are rapidly approaching the magic century mark, and hopefully we can do something special about that. Today, it's just you and me, no guests. I often say the show is all about me. Today, it really is all about me. What I need to do is to tell you, I want to tell my listeners I need your help today. So the phone number is 877-480-4120. We're going to talk about my divorce today. We're going to talk about anything and everything that you guys want to talk about if you want to call in. As an incentive, you will recall that a couple of weeks ago I had in Nicole and Francine from the Start Over Smart New York Expo. That's startoversmartny.com. They have been gracious enough to give me two pair of free tickets to the show, to the expo. I believe that's to one day of the expo. Let's not. It is the expo is coming up. Oh my God! A week from tomorrow and a week from Sunday. My listeners should know that the prices have dropped. $75 for a single day admission, or $125 for 2 days admission. That is a substantial price reduction. I would suggest that you take advantage of it. I'm not going to use the whole hour to plug Start Over Smart, but I will tell you that my first caller after the first break will win a pair of tickets, and my first caller after the second break will win a pair of tickets. So I'm asking Janice to write down the name of the full name of the people that call. I will only identify you by your first name on the air. With that said, if you want to go to the expo, if only to meet me, because I will be there, get this, as press. I will have my formal press credentials from Talking Alternative Broadcasting Network, and I will be given special access to all of the speakers. I'm really looking forward to seeing and meeting and speaking with Jean Chatsky, who is the financial advisor to the Today Show. She's someone I actually watch on television quite a bit, so I'm excited about that. There's also Sally Hershberger of Sally Hershberger, celebrity hairstylist, and best-selling author Cheryl Richardson. Those are the keynote speakers. There are many other people who will be there. A lot of people that, a lot of lawyers, a lot of accountants, a lot of people in the divorce professional industries. Why are we here today? We're here today because I wrote a blog. I wrote a guest blog in Psychology Today magazine. And really what we're going to do is we're going to talk about that blog. That blog is How My Divorce Made Me a Better Divorce Lawyer. And with a parallel statement, how this show made me a better divorce lawyer. But let me give myself a pat on the back first. Entertainment Week, this past week's Entertainment Weekly did a feature on 50 Shades of Grey. The week before that, Good Morning America did one. And then, sometime in late February, the Today Show did a feature on it, and the New York Post did one. All four of those outlets did not include any comments from the author. No interview with the author. Now, remind you, this is February and March of 2012. Not only did we predate, we here at the Divorce Hour, predate those features. but we actually had E.L. James in studio on January 20th. So we are cutting news here. And if anyone has, because I'm fascinated by the bestseller lists. And if anyone looked at last Sunday's book review section in the Times, of the ebooks, 50 Shades of Grey was number one. 50 Shades Darker was number eight. That was on its first week on the chart. And 50 Shades Freed, the third book, was number 11 on its first week in the chart. I would like to hope that somehow some of my exposure for E.L. James has piqued some interest. I know that it has been referred to as mommy porn. It's been referred to as E.L. put it, a love story with a kink. Read the book, see what everybody's talking about. I recommend it. So let's go back to me. After all, it's all about me. You know, the genesis of this show comes from when my good friend Giorgio Rapetti was owned the station. Giorgio is Italian by heritage, Australian by birth. He was a New York acupuncturist for a while, and now he is a Buddhist monk in Thailand. He no longer owns the station. And Giorgio and I became each other's biggest fans. Giorgio was able to literally fix a broken bone in the ball of my foot in one session of acupuncture. I will tell you that anytime anybody says to you, acupuncture is painless, it usually is. But when they stick a hot needle in the ball of your foot, you scream like a little schoolgirl. And that's exactly what I did. But the bottom line was, I could actually walk out of what is now this studio. At the time, it was merely an acupuncture studio practice office. And I literally walked out of here, and I won't tell you I was ready to run a race, but I was able to walk to the subway and get myself home. So Giorgio, and he became my biggest fan because when he was getting married to wife number two, he realized he had two children from wife number one and needed a prenuptial agreement. And the questions that I asked him and wound up asking his soon-to-be wife were things that they hadn't considered, what they would do with children, who would take care of their children, how finances would be dealt with in the event of a death of either one of them, or in the event of the demise of their marriage, all important considerations. It got them talking. It did get them talking, and he decided that when he was formed the Talking Alternative Broadcasting Network, he was going to do that to promote his acupuncture practice. He had me on as a guest to talk about divorce prevention because he felt that the questions I asked him concerning all those issues about what would happen at the end of one of the three ways your marriage can end, death of one, death of the other, and divorce, that I had some insight to give out insight. And today we're going to talk about some of the insight that I've had both as a lawyer and as a divorce litigant, because again, that's what this show is about. I'll give you a little more history, and I'll remind you, 877-480-4120, first caller after the break gets a pair of tickets. This is the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom, and we are here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
It's called Lawyers in Love, but it's had nothing to do with lawyers or love.
That, of course, Jackson Browne singing Lawyers in Love, and as you heard the man say at the beginning, not about lawyers, not about love. I was telling you the story of the show. So I did three guest spots on Giorgio's show, the Acupuncture Power Hour, I think it was what it was called at that point, and talking about divorce prevention. Then Giorgio said to me one day, Larry, I think you would be good having your own show. My response, I'm not interested. But Larry, PBS found my show, interviewed me, and I was heard by 12 million people. My response, I'm in. And as I said, this is my 96th show. This is, I believe, next week is my, I guess it would be my second complete anniversary. We will have the 100th show coming up. I'm very excited about that. Before I go in, so that is the birth of the Divorce Hour. And how does that compare to Larry's divorce? Well, while I was doing those guest appearances on Giorgio's show, I was moving out of my house after 25 years of marriage. So, contrary to popular opinion, I did not tell my ex-wife that we were getting a divorce on the radio. That is what they call an urban legend. Instead, we had a conversation. How she could be surprised, I don't know. I slept in the guest room for a year, waiting for my mother-in-law and father-in-law to leave this planet so that I could not be accused of causing their premature demise at the age of 90. So that's my own little guilt, and we can talk about my guilt if you'd like. This is, the show is, again, all about me. What else do I want to tell you about that? So the divorce hour began, and what I think I said on the first show was that I thought, used to think I knew everything there was to know about divorce. After all, I'd been a divorce lawyer for, at that point, 29 years. And the truth is that when I started the show and when I started my own divorce, I'm not going to tell you I knew nothing, because that's a lie. But the small percentage of things to know about, all I knew was the law. You know, when it came down to my lawyer asking me, what are we going to do about your son's college? And I gave him an answer. He then says, well, you don't have to pay for all of your son's college. And I said, my response was, I know the law. And it's true. I know the law. But did I know how to tell my teenage and adult children how about their parents' divorce? No, I didn't know how to do that. We went to a professional for that. That was something that my ex, and I have no ill will today against my ex, I probably have in the past, but the litigation is over, and there's no reason for us to fight with each other. And the truth is that she's the mother of my children, and I'm not going to, as they say in the divorce support groups, I'm not going to spouse bash. I could. There are days I'd like to, but that's not one of the things that I'm going to do. So, my theory on divorce law from, oh, let's go back to the show for a minute. So what did I want to talk about on the show? Not the law. The law is boring. The law is technical. The law is something I do every single day. And my loyal listeners will know that of my 95 shows to date, maybe five have dealt with legal issues. Only when I think it's important, we usually do a tax show, and we've done a couple on bankruptcy, and we've done some on the changes of the law. There was a major change in New York's divorce law in October of 2010, and we did devote some time to those changes. And we revisited that last October because we wanted to see what has actually changed in the law in the first year under the new statute. So I wanted to talk about everything else related to the divorce, how you deal with your children, how you deal with your friends, which ones are your real friends, which ones are your spouse's friends, and which ones are Switzerland. And I used this topic about girlfriends earlier, and I compared them to quarterbacks. Your friends of a couple divorcing, you can use the same analogy. If you have more than one friend of the with the couple that is divorcing, in other words, if you're the friends with a husband and with the wife, or if you have more than one girlfriend, or if you have more than one quarterback as in the person who throws a football, you really have none. Think about that. Because if you're friends with my wife, I'm not going to tell you things that I would tell my friends. Our friends just don't get the same thing. And this has been a topic that I wasn't planning on talking about today. I realized I wanted to reference it. We've talked about on this show nutrition. So important to eat properly, particularly in a divorce. Your whole world is in an upheaval. It's in an upheaval when you're going through a divorce. And there are really only two keys to life. There are three keys to life. The number one key to life, all right, everybody get their notebooks out because I'm now going to tell you how to live your life. Number one key to life, Laughter. You have to laugh every day. And it's okay to laugh at yourself, because most of the time when you think of yourself so serious, you realize that, God, that's funny. you know so little about yourself. The next key to life, eat properly. Make sure that you, as my late mother used to say, put fuel in the engine. Okay? If you are driving a Ferrari, you need super premium gasoline. If your life is an economy budget, maybe you can get away with, watered down gasoline. But I don't think so. I think that what you need to do is properly fuel your system. And the third key to life. You would think I was going to say exercise, but that's not true. Exercise is down the list. Is get enough sleep. Is it 8 hours? I don't know. My doctor would tell me, if I'm not having 8 hours of sleep, I'm not sleeping enough. I don't remember the last time I had 8 hours of sleep. But the truth is, if you don't have 6 hours of sleep, you are running on empty. You are really running on empty. I hope I'm talking to people out here today. I did not get a call in for $150 worth of free tickets. So, if again, the first caller after the first break, which would be now, and the first caller after the second break, which will wind up being in a minute, will be the third break. So the first caller after the second and the first caller after the third break will get a pair of free tickets to one day of the Divorce Expo. And if I'm wrong, if it's really both days, go on Saturday. Ask them if it includes both days. Then it's a $250 value. And what's the worst that happens? You get to meet me. I'll be there both days. Please give us a call, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom, and we are here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The way I always do. Russians too, huh? I was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Get me out of this.
Warren Zevon, the late great Warren Zevon. Send lawyers, guns, and money. One of the classic opening lines of Songdom. I went home with a waitress the way I always do. Must be nice to be a rock star, huh? What were we talking about? We're talking about me. Let's be honest here. What are we talking about? This show is all about me. Okay, so, you know, the things that I've wanted to touch on the show, and I gave you my three keys to life, and we've had a nutritionist in a few times, had a trainer in, talking about your fitness. We've had people talking about, what are we talking about? Talking about re-entering the job market. We've had dating coaches. We've had a dating coach that was so successful that she got her own show on the network. So we part of my resume, of course, is Star Maker. I'd like to think that, you know, part of E.L. James' success relates to me having her on the show.
And she'll be back on the 29th.
And Marnie will be back on the 29th of March for Love in the Afternoon. So everybody stay tuned for Marnie, and I hope Marnie will be plugging me as I am plugging her. What else can I tell you? Maybe I should call Marnie and take her as my guest to the Divorce Expo. She might find it interesting as well. Okay, why are we here today? We're talking about not just, but let's also talk about what's going to happen on this show. In the next, on Friday the 13th, how ominous, Friday the 13th of April will be my 40th high school reunion. So everybody should know that I am now just about 58 years old, okay? I used to think that was ancient. Now it's just a number. Funny how that works. Age is just a number. But I found Dr. Nancy Kalish, professor of psychology at California State University in Sacramento, who wrote a book called The Lost Love Chronicles, Reunions and Memories of First Love. So on Good Friday, which is also the day before the first Passover Seder, Dr. Nancy Kalish will be a guest on the show. We were going to be talking about reunions and rekindlings of first loves. I'm looking forward to it. If anyone went to high school with me, go to the Roslyn High School 40th reunion page at Facebook, and you will see that I have posted an open casting call for people to come to this studio here in Manhattan on Friday the 13th, the day of the reunion, to talk about what they expect to see, to hear, to find at that reunion. Before those reunion shows, we have John Prezioso, who is both a mediator, a divorce mediator, and a divorce coach. And we're going to be talking about a serious topic. We're going to be talking about what happens when you're in the middle of a divorce and you lose your job. We're going to talk about all the psychological ramifications of that, about getting your derriere out of bed and putting one foot in front of the other, to use mixed metaphors, and getting on with your life in those circumstances. That would make April 20th the 100th show. Guess what? April 20th and April 27th, we're going to play interviews that I will do with the Divorce Expo. Remember, I've plugged the Divorce Expo. I will be there. I will be speaking. Hopefully, I'll be speaking with Cheryl and Sally and Jean and some of the other people there, as well as Nicole again and Francine. And those interviews will be played on those days, which means that when we come back in May, depending on the availability of Rachel Sussman, author of The Breakup Bible, she is due in sometime in May, we will do a special belated 100th show birthday episode. So those are the exciting things that are happening here at the Divorce Hour. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the expansion of Talking Alternative Network with new hosts and hopefully a greater presence so that this show and all the other great shows on this station will be broadcast and actually heard by more and more people. Earlier this year, I had Dr. Mark Banchik in, and we were speaking in the green room before the show that day, and we were talking about, just in general, we were talking about television and radio and things like that, and I was just saying in passing how much my own divorce made me a better divorce lawyer. And we kept talking about it. He goes, you know, I write a blog for Psychology Today, and I think that your topic would be a great topic for a guest blog. And I, in fact, did that. So if anyone wants to read the blog, send me an email at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I say that because it's psychology.com/ and a bunch of numbers, and I don't know what the bunch of numbers are. So I can't give you that information. You would think that doing the show today, I would have that information. Okay, so after practicing law for 20, divorce law, and divorce law only, pretty much, I have one non-divorce case right now. And if anybody wants it, they can have it. I'm a much better divorce lawyer than I am a personal injury or a commercial litigation type of lawyer. I am a litigator. I am a trial lawyer. So some people think I can try anything. And often I do. I've tried quasi-criminal cases. Right now we're in the process of handling a child sex abuse case where we represent not the offender, but the natural parent, the good guy, as we like to say. I got the good guy. I have represented the alleged bad guy, and I'm telling you, that's no fun. So here I am. I'm a divorce lawyer. 29 years. I move out of my house. Again, it was a surprise to my ex. How it could be a surprise, I don't know. We hadn't talked to each other for a very long time. We hadn't slept in the same bed for a year. True confessions here, true confessions. And I have this radio show. And I'm realizing that I don't want my divorce handled in many of the ways that divorce lawyers traditionally handle divorces. I don't want to hire a lawyer who is going to be pushed to trial and is going to fold like a sheep's suit. And I, unfortunately, there are a lot of lawyers out there who I want to settle. And I was fortunate enough to find a lawyer who, much like me, can try a case, will try a case, and knows that it's really stupid to try a case only if there's absolutely no possibility of settlement. And usually that, to me, means child custody. My youngest was 16 at the time. I was under the impression that he would live with his mother. Again, be careful of what you're under the impression of. You actually have to talk to people. My son has now lived with me and me exclusively for the past year and a half. I don't think he spent a night at his mother's home in that time. We are going to be breaking 877-480-4120. If you want the tickets, call in. If you want to talk to me, call in. If you want to ask me a question or make a comment, call in. This is the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom. I am your host here. And this is Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
The Clash, covering the famous Bobby Fuller Four song, I Fought the Law, and the Law Won. We have a guest on the line. Lee, are you with us?
I'm here, Larry.
Thanks for calling in. Congratulations. You won two tickets to the Divorce Expo.
Oh, that's great. That really wasn't my motive, but I'm pleased to hear it.
Okay, your name will be on the list, so that if there's a list, there should be a list, because my name is on the list, or a will call area, that's where you would go. The Divorce Expo, let me give you the information, is at the Metropolitan Pavilion, 125 West 18th Street in Manhattan, and I believe it starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 31st.
Okay, there's another day?
There's also a day of Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Great. So what, you didn't call for the tickets. Why? You called to talk to me.
Well, yeah, I always enjoy listening to your show when I get a chance.
Thank you. We should point out that Lee is a former guest on the show.
And I was so glad to have been able to do that. I wanted to make a couple of comments about what you've been talking about so far.
Okay, please.
One is to agree with you and to emphasize how difficult it can be to deal with the emotions of divorce and just day-to-day living after the process has started. You know, whether we're talking about the legal aspect or not, you know, it can be so difficult to think clearly, to eat well, to eat regularly, to exercise, which I know is lower down on your list. I think it's higher on mine.
You're thinner than I am.
It's so hard to... to get to work and to concentrate when you're there. I mean, everything can be so much harder. So again, I wanted to agree with you on that, and also to say, you know, thankfully there are some really good resources, and you know, shows like yours let people know about coaches. Also, I'd mentioned support
groups. As silly as this is going to sound, could you please turn down your radio?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I wasn't aware that I had it on.
Oh, okay, because I thought I heard us repeating in the background.
Okay, is that better?
Much better, thank you.
Great, thank you. Also, I wanted to mention, I think that we have pretty different perspectives on the legal divorce process.
Well, you're a mediator and I'm a litigator.
Right, so from where I sit, I would always like to avoid court, not because of a fear of it, but because I think it's possible in the vast majority of cases to reach a settlement that's good for everybody. And I'd love to hear more about what you have to say on that.
Well, I agree with you. I think that when you have two reasonable people who are in relatively equal bargaining positions, not having a court breathe down your neck and not having to go to court where you might sit for 3 hours and get 10 minutes of the judge's time is not the best use of your resources. However, when people are not of equal bargaining positions, or where, again, I'll use my case, where I was married to an ostrich who didn't want to be divorced, that the only way that you could get that done was to start a lawsuit and was to litigate. So, you know, there are times when your services come first and there are times when my services come first.
Yeah, agreed. I'm not going to say that mediation or collaborative law is for everybody and for every instance. But I do have some disagreement with you on that.
Okay.
People don't have to be so reasonable to start in a super angry, you know, and somewhat crazed people in the beginning, you know, often begin the process and things change. Also, as far as equal bargaining power, you know, I found that somebody can come in to a divorce with a lot less knowledge, let's say, and
okay,
you would say that person has a weaker bargaining position. But by being in the process, the person learns and actually can become more independent and stronger. And a lot of times what would be perceived as a power imbalance doesn't turn out to be an issue.
Okay. All right, we can agree to disagree. How's that?
That's fair enough.
Lee, enjoy the show. Come and say hello to me while you're there.
I'll do my best.
Okay, yes. And thank you for calling and thank you for listening. Please tell your friends about the show.
I sure will. Thank you.
And we have Tony on line one now. That was Lee on line two and Tony on line one. Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
You're not interested in the tickets? You don't want the tickets?
What tickets?
The tickets to the divorce Start Over Smart Divorce Expo in Manhattan on March 31st at the Metropolitan Pavilion. They have a value. The pair of tickets have a value of $75.
Okay. March 31st falls on what day?
Saturday.
Yeah, and I'll be working. That's
okay.
Why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Well, my question, or, you know, it may be more than one question, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
I'm currently embroiled in a bitter divorce at this point, dealing with someone like you as opposed to him, which I would have preferred using him, your previous caller.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I'm the one who wants to try to make this thing, you know, end quicker, and her side is, you know, dragging things out. And like you said, I'm spending all this time, and I'm not getting very much of the judge's time. However, in that, I think this is being done basically in a word that I learned recently, to churn the case and make me spend more money than is needed. Now,
we have a couple options.
Sorry?
You do have a couple of options. Now, are you in New York or in New Jersey?
New York.
Okay. You can, a lot of the retired judges used to work in the court system as judicial hearing officers, and they've been budget crunched out of existence. So what they've done is they've gone to law firms and they do mediations and arbitrations. So you're getting a real judge who has real judicial experience. You're paying them for their time, but when you go there, you're actually getting their time. And that might be a better way of proceeding. Or you could go to somebody like Lee. Now, of course, who is a mediator and a collaborative lawyer. I think you're past the point of collaboration if you are litigating.
Yeah, no, we're already past this. And, you know, this just keeps dragging on. The process is ongoing for a year and a half. And, you know, again, I think both parties have to agree to something like that, correct?
Yes, both parties would have to agree to that.
Yeah, well, there lies the problem because, again, her side is just looking to basically get the lion's share of what they really don't deserve, in my opinion, obviously. And basically, in doing so, they're challenging everything and motioning this and cross-motioning that and so on and so forth. My question is, as this continues to proceed, and I'm bleeding money, literally, is there some redress later down the road? Because I think this is abusive. Some people file frivolous lawsuits, and then they end up having to get sued themselves later for filing the frivolous lawsuit?
Let me tell you a story.
Is there any possibility of that, and how do I go about it?
Okay, let me tell you a story.
Go ahead.
One of the lawyers in my suite hands me the New York Law Journal from late February. I think it might have been February 24th. And there was a lead story about how a wife who had engaged in frivolous litigation against her husband was sanctioned by the court $60,000. Okay? Now, I'm telling you, there was a long history of abuse, of lawsuits, of side motions and things of that nature. It's an unusual case. What was particularly unusual about that that article was that I dated the woman who was sanctioned. I didn't know it as I'm reading the article, but I'm reading through the article. I go, holy crap. Not only do I know her, I dated her. So if there's a provision in the court rules about what is sanctionable and what penalties can be imposed against someone who is acting frivolously in a manner designed to maliciously injure you and to delay the ultimate resolution of the lawsuit. So that's something that is in the court rules in New York and could help you there. Have I answered your question?
Tony,
let me do this for you. Tony, I have to take a break. If you could stay on through the break, I'll pick you up again after the break and we'll talk some more, okay?
Absolutely.
Hold on for a minute. This is Larry. Nope.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
The study of law is something new and unfamiliar to most of you, unlike any other schooling that you have ever known before.
First years are hard years, much more than we know. With good friends to love us, we'll build every road. Stay open to all things unknown and new. And one day we'll all say, hey, look, we've come to.
Believe it or not, that is a theme song from a television show. What you heard was the incredible voice of John Houseman, followed by Seals and Crofts singing the theme to The Paper Chase. Tony is still with me on line one or line two or whatever line Tony's on. Hold on for just a second. Tony, you back?
Yeah, I got disconnected.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, you were saying that the person could get sanctioned, but is it just the person and or is it the litigator involved? Because I think a lot of it is actually coming from the litigator.
Well, if you can prove that it's the attorney who's representing your wife, then that lawyer could be sanctioned as well. As a matter of fact, it's much easier to sanction a lawyer than it is to sanction the litigant themselves.
I wouldn't know how to prove anything like that. I just know that I'm seeing the results. This is just getting dragged on and on and on and on and on. I wouldn't know.
Well, that's something
the finger in their direction.
That's something that you would talk to your lawyer about, and go from there. Say, look, this is ridiculous. I want my legal fees paid by them. I want them to be sanctioned. They did the A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Enough is enough already, and you spell it all out.
Right.
And then if you're not satisfied, you call me.
Because I don't necessarily believe my lawyer is helping out in that area as much as I think. But then again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't really know. Other than it's been a year and a half, and so far we still haven't even got to trial yet. This is all just prior to trial and trying to figure out about a contract.
My recommendation to you, sir, prior to our marriage,
which apparently they're vigorously contesting because they think it's unfair.
Okay, my recommendation to you would be to go out and look for another lawyer and get a second opinion.
Oh, yeah, no.
It could be any lawyer. There are thousands of lawyers in New York, so.
Mm-hmm. And as far as that goes, as far as appealing. Further down the road, how does one find, because apparently there's really no, ratings of lawyers. You know, like
actually, there is something called lawyer ratings with a Z at the end, .com. Somebody brought that to my attention last week. I will tell you that there are no ratings for me there. Nobody ever stops and gives a good rating. Most of them are bad ratings. What I think you want to do is you want to use word of mouth. You want to talk to your friends, see who they've used, who they're happy with, who they're not happy with. You can call me. You can call the Bar Association. There are a number of ways of finding a lawyer.
Bar Association, the only thing they'll give you is if a lawyer was sanctioned.
Well, but they will give you somebody what's the word I'm looking for? It's not necessarily a specialist, but who concentrates in the field. For instance, you might get me for a divorce case, but you would definitely not get me for a personal injury case.
Gotcha.
Okay, and the best way to do it is to talk to people.
I'm going to probably stop by on one of these days when you're having your 8-week course, and I'll continue this because I know you have limited time. You probably have other callers.
I do, actually. I'm just about done with time, so thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Tony. I want everyone to stay tuned for another Tony Martinetti, whose guests include Pamela, Brendan, and Maria. Tony always talks about interesting things. I know his subject matter is the lead story in this week's Village Voice. I barely scratched the surface on what I wanted to talk about today, so who knows? We may actually do this show on another day. The second set of tickets will be given away next week. It's been a great, quick hour. It's always what we learn here at Talking Alternative is that 1 minute lasts forever, but an hour goes by in the blink of an eye. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully, if you like this show, you will tell your friends. They can listen live or on podcast, either at the Talking Alternative site, Friday Shows, The Divorce Hour, or on the Divorce Hour page at divorcebybloom.com. This has been Larry Bloom. You have been listening to The Divorce Hour. And as always, you can find us here at Fridays at noon at Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there is beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
talkingalternative.com.